Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Live from 100 yards of football, week one previews of the NFL are taking place here with our prognosticator, Mr. Vincent Turner, also known as AKA Mr. Football, looking into our week one matchup, the Baltimore Ravens taking on the New York Jets, where the Jets had a tremendous offseason, but they're still in rebuild mode. So, ladies and gentlemen, can the Jets take on the last year's 8-3 Baltimore Ravens, who somehow managed to miss the playoffs, but they're still one of the better teams in the NFL, and they can possibly sustain as many injuries as they incurred on last season. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to look into the crystal ball with Vincent Turner. It's the Ravens taking on the Jets. Week one in the NFL. 100 yards of football.
Thank you, Mr. Bass, for that great introduction. I like to say, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. As he just said, my name is Vincent Turner. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Game preview. NFL, the Ravens versus the Jets. Let me start with the Ravens. The 2019 MVP is set to go without a new contract. Now, I'm thinking about this with Lamar Jackson. He don't have an agent, right? And I'm looking across the league where Deshaun Watson and got paid, Russell Wilson and got paid, Dak Prescott and got paid, Kyler Murray has got paid. Lamar Jackson, I love your heart. And I love you trying to prove a point. But, man, you don't need to suit up for Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest here on 100 Yards Football. You need to hold out and get your money. But if you want to play on Sunday, I know a lot of people are going to want to watch you see you play, brother. So, to the Lamar Jackson camp, I love what you're doing. I admire you. I respect you. But as my mother, Mrs. Adnaz Turner, that's watching down in Memphis, Tennessee, along with my father, Chester Turner, God didn't make no fools. Please think about suiting up on Sunday. But we expect Lamar Jackson is going to be there. His career, 9,767 yards passing, another 3,600 yards rushing, 105 touchdowns in 58 games, 37-12 in 49 starts. He is the Baltimore Ravens. Then you're looking at the running game that Mr. Jackson is going to have on Sunday. Mike Davis and Keon Drake. You know what? A lot of people don't really understand this. They out of the metro Atlanta area. Mike Davis, Stevenson High School. He's going to be a quality backup there in Baltimore. Was with the Falcons last year. Keon Drake. I seen him playing high school at Hillgrove over there in Powder Springs, Georgia. Roll Tide. Oh, my God. You know, they're going to have something to prove, and they're going to be with the young boy from South Florida and Lamar Jackson. But for that offense to take another step up, Rashad Bateman, another Georgia boy, University of Minnesota, you're going to have to take your game off from 46 receptions last year to 515 yards and one touchdown. But make no bones, the Ravens have got, I consider him a top five tight end, and Mark Andrews, Boomer Sooner. Last year, 107 receptions, 1,361 yards, 12 touchdowns. A lot of people don't talk about him, but he's top five. And then you think about the Ravens defense, number four in the league in rushing defense. They still got Calais Campbell over there. They still got Michael Pierce, Patrick Quinn out of LSU last year, 98 tackles. And Chuck Clark, one of the best strong safeties in the game, 77 tackles. Now let's go over to the Jets. It's Mr. Bass in his lovely introduction. So they're doing something special over there in New York with the draft. Joe Flacco. Okay. We know you won the Super Bowl with the Ravens. Zach Wilson is out for almost a month. So Joe Flacco, you say you still got game. So I want to see if you still got game. Is you going to be like on Broadway, Joe Flacco, neon lights? Are you going to be like that young man out of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, since you're running your mouth? 1969, guaranteed Super Bowl III, Joe Willie Namath, Joe Flacco, you on neon lights on Broadway. I still like your career stats, though. 41,267 yards, 227 touchdowns. But what I like about the Jets, Robert Saleh, the head coach, I like what you did in the draft. Flacco going to have some help. It's just the offensive talent just got to mature. I like that young man, Breece Hall, Iowa State. 14,000 career yards rushing over there. 5.8 yards a carry out of Wichita, Kansas. The second best running back that ever came out of there since Barry Sanders. And then on the outside, that are receivers. And the receiver that's going to take his game to another level. Out of the state of Texas, Austin, Texas, by way of the Ohio State. I get excited when I hear that young man's name. I love his family, Garrett Wilson. 2,200 yards last year at Ohio State in his career, 23 touchdowns. If Joe Flacco can play anywhere to the capabilities in that Super Bowl year with the Ravens when he had Anquan Boldin, Garrett Wilson is going to be the name that's going to be talked about in the AFC East along with Breece Hall. And then on the defensive side, help is on the way. When you're building a championship team, especially on defense, there's two things you got to have to me. You got to have a defensive end that can get after the passer. The young man out of Minnesota, Jermaine Johnson, 26 tackles for loss, 18 sacks last year at Florida State. What I like about the young man, he was at Georgia the year before, and all that talent in Georgia, they had 15 players drafted in the NFL. He said, hey, man, I got to break out and go do my thing. He became the ACC Defensive Player of the Year, and he was a first-round draft pick. So remember that name, Jermaine Johnson, out of the state of Minnesota. That's for you, DK, Daniel Kelly. And then it's like brother Bobby Butler out of DBU of Florida State, 12-year veteran. He said that he loved this young man. Anytime you got a nickname, Sauce, you know you special. And then you out of Detroit too, Motor City, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, The Spinners, The Four Tops, Amon Sauce Gardner. Let me tell you something. Just because he played at Cincinnati last year and they got in the college football playoffs, a lot of people didn't give him respect. But you know what? I sit back and watch that championship semifinal game when they played Alabama, right? And Amon Sauce Gardner, career at Cincinnati, had 9 interceptions, 15 pass breakups, and people stayed away from him. But I really want to see would he back his name up to Sauce. Because, see, to me, it's competition. He played Jameson Williams, the star wide out at Alabama that's got 4.3 speed. Go back and look at the game tape. He beat him up. So, you got Jermaine Johnson, you got Amon Sauce Gardner, you got Breece Hall, you got Garrett Wilson, now you got Joe Flacco, Zach Wilson is out, that's all right. But what I'm saying four players like the joy that the great George Benson, 1979, when I was at Arkansas on Broadway, neon lights, Joe Namath, guaranteed Super Bowl III. It might be neon lights in New York this year. But however, I'm taking the Ravens 31, the Jets 24. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to Mr. Mark Bass and to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. New York, baby. Neon lights. Joe Flacco, you say you want to be on Broadway. Breece Hall, Gary Wilson, Jermaine Johnson, Amon Sauce Gardner, Detroit, Motor City.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Here today on 100 Yards of Football as the NFL heats up for week one. Again, Mr. Football Vincent Turner turns it on here in his analysis in the second matchup preview. Getting off to a good start is vital for the Panthers of Carolina, where Matt Rhule enters 2022 on the hot seat. He can ill afford more speculation about his future over the early stages of this campaign. And after Cleveland traded a boatload of draft picks to acquire Deshaun Watson, this week's matchup has a lot of storylines. Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Matt Rhule, Deshaun Watson, and the Cleveland Browns are here, right here, to be dissected by Vincent Turner on 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you. Welcome to 100 Yards Football today. Great introduction by my man, Mr. Mark Bass. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Boy, 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 let me start with the Cleveland Browns taking on the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Deshaun Watson is not coming through the door. Jacoby Brissett, it's your show, baby. He played in 11 games last year with Miami, 1,283 yards, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. All you got to do, Mr. Brissett, is drive the bus because you still have Nicholas Chubb, who a lot of people are saying is the best running back in the game right now. Last year, over 1,287 yards. And I'm going to be honest with you. Nick Chubb, when he was coming out of Georgia, I didn't think he was going to be one of the top backs in the league. For whatever reason, I thought he was going to be a guy that was going to be an in-between tackle type of running back. But I got to give it to the dog, man, out of Cedar Towns, Georgia. He has really surprised me. And he's in that lore of the great Cleveland Browns running backs in their history, and Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly. I'm not saying he's on that same level. But when you look at the stats over the last 4 or 5 years that Mr. Chubb has been in the league, he's starting to try to trend into that level. When you're talking about Cleveland Browns from the running back position, yes, sir, Nicholas Chubb is one of the top backs in the game in Cleveland Brown history. Now, help is on its way. Mr. Brissett, you're going to have some help. A young man is coming over. The Browns traded for in the offseason out of Dallas. His name is Amari Cooper. He's going to really be a big play. He's going to help you. He's bringing 6 to 8 receptions, 865 yards, 8 touchdowns. And then the Browns on the defensive side of the ball. This young man got a bad rep a couple of years ago because of the incident he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the quarterback that he took his helmet off. But Myles Garrett, make no bones, last year he had 16 sacks. He might be the best defensive player in the game right now, the defensive end position. I know a lot of people talking about Aaron Donald, but when you look at Myles Garrett from last season and the season before, he's a young man that's produced at a high level. Then you think about the secondary. Denzel Ward out of The Ohio State is one of the best corners, top 3 in the game. Now let's move up to the Carolina Panthers. What an offseason. Matt Rhule, Tempo, Baylor. You came to the National Football League, baby. You thought you want that smoke. But right now, you on the hot seat. Quarterback position. I really thought Sam Donald was playing well for you last year. I don't know what happened. Then you went out and you took Matt Corral out of Ole Miss in the third round. But I give you credit for one thing, Mr. Matt Rhule. You saw in training camp, they weren't going to get the job done. So you went out. Everybody knew that you needed a guy that can come in and handle it. The heat. His name is Baker Mayfield out of Austin, Texas, by way of Texas Tech. Oklahoma, Heisman Trophy winner. Got Cleveland to the playoffs in, what, 15 years? See, I'm a Baker Mayfield fan simply because of this. Any gentleman that goes on in Texas Tech and walk on and win the starting job, then leaves Texas Tech and goes to Oklahoma? Think about that. Goes to Oklahoma? And they already had a five-star there in Trevor Knight? And he wins the job there? Then he wins the Heisman? The situation in Cleveland could have been his fault. Could have been the organization's fault. But make no bones, the man got the Browns to the playoffs last year. This is what I gain respect about Baker Mayfield. The guy played with a serious rotator cuff injury. He still put up 3,000 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He played hurt last year. But for some reason, the Browns organization and Brown Nation, they didn't respect him. But that's all right. I can tell you the Panthers' offense is going to be lethal if Christian McCaffrey, he's coming back. When he's on this game and he's healthy, he's one of the top two running backs from a dual threat position. Look at Christian McCaffrey. Career, 3,500 yards rushing, 3,000 yards receiving. He is still a weapon. So you put him with Baker Mayfield. Something might go down in Carolina. Then look at the Panthers' defense. They won the best defenses getting after the quarterback last year, 39 sacks. Haseem Reddick is ready to go. Brian Barnes out of Florida State is ready to go. Derrick Brown is from the Metro Atlanta area, still one of the top three tackles in the game. My prediction, Carolina's going to pull out the win on Sunday, 20-17. Matt Rhule is on the hot seat, but he made a very excellent choice in bringing Baker Mayfield to Carolina. And the Carolina Panthers will be serious in the NFC South. As far as the Cleveland Browns, all I can say is this. Deshaun Watson is not walking through the door, but you still got Nicholas Chubb. You still got Amari Cooper, and you still got Myles Garrett. But in a close football game on Sunday, I'm riding with the man out of Austin, Texas, by way of Texas Tech, Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield. He made a comment this past week saying he really can't wait to play the Browns. It kind of upped the feathers of the Browns nation. Myles Garrett looked back like this and said, all right. Then Baker Mayfield came back 2 days later and said he didn't mean that. Read between the tea leaves. You know he meant that. You know he wants the Browns. You know he said, thank you, Jesus. I get the Browns out of the gate. Carolina 20, Cleveland 17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, and to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.